It's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and this time we're talking with Master Sergeant Janisa Barnes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing awesome. Been in the Air Force for 14 years. Tell me where all of you got to go.
I started at Dyess Air Force Base, then I went to Osan Air Force Base, Korea, then I went to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. From there, I went back to Korea, this time to Kunsan Air Force Base. From there, I went to Spangdahlem, Germany, then to McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey.
Awesome.
And now I'm at Enid.
You really get to travel the world. A lot of times I talk to people in the Air Force and they're saying, well, I went over here, went to Tinker, then I came back to Enid, and here I am. So very cool. Now, Master Sergeant means you've been in it for a while and you've seen things, done those things. But what are you doing? What are you doing at Vance Air Force Base?
I'm currently the Equal Opportunity NCOIC. I am new to this job. I just cross trained. I graduated last June.
Okay.
My job prior to this was services.
Really? So why this direction?
I'm very people oriented. I describe myself as. I don't necessarily like people, but I like to take care of people.
I gotcha.
And this job to me was the closest thing to what I'm looking to get into when I get out of the military. And so they had an opening. I put my package in and I got picked up. So.
Very cool. I mean, you're a master sergeant. Master sergeants are not, I mean, you got to be doing things right to get to master sergeant. And usually you're right there on the cusp of being first sergeant in the right place at the right time. Now, you say you're not a people person, but you like helping people. What's in your brain? What's the difference in the two?
I don't know. Some people are like very like bubbly and, you know, very open to people.
Gotcha.
I don't necessarily have that type of personality.
I gotcha.
But if people need things, then I'm more than welcome, more than happy to help, I guess would be the best way to explain.
I actually understand, believe it or not, you just described me. Of all the things that I could do for a living, I'm not, it's weird how most radio people are not people, but we love helping people. So I get, you're a servant at heart. Very neat. So tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I'm originally from San Augustine, Texas.
Okay. Where's that at?
It's about 7 hours from here, 7-8 hours from here.
South of Dallas?
Probably south of Dallas. We're closer to the Louisiana border than anything. Shreveport is like an hour away.
East Texas. I gotcha. I was giving you fits about it being humid here. You know what humidity is like then. So, awesome. So what got you in the Air Force in the first place?
The option to travel and then the benefits, of course. It had always been in the back of my head to do something like this, and then I went to college and didn't really stick, so I was like, I'll try, just go around, and the Air Force was the way to go.
Very cool. Good for you. And here you are in little Odina, Oklahoma, after traveling the world. So how's it been for you? Because you've been here, how long have you been in Enid?
Since November.
How's it been for you so far?
It doesn't really bother me. I'm from a small town, and Enid is bigger than where I'm from, so it don't necessarily bother me too much.
Awesome. I have a traveling question for you. When you're going to go down to Galveston to vacation, if you're leaving from Enid, Oklahoma, do you do the Dallas-Fort Worth passway, or do you head closer to Paris and head towards Shreveport and go that way?
I've never been.
Never been to, well, if you, when you go back home from here, do you do the straight south and back east, or you go east like Tulsa, Muskogee, down that direction?
No, I go through, I guess, like Dallas to like Denton.
Okay, yeah.
Denton is usually my halfway point.
Yep.
And so I just stay straight through.
Okay. Because Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston terrify me. But that's I'm only asking for me. So, yeah. Janisa, I appreciate you. Thance for being here at Vance Air Force Base. You say it's a little town. What's the coolest thing that you've discovered in Enid that you really, what's your vibe? What do you like?
That's pretty much it. Did it remind me of home?
It's just like, the fact that you feel, it feels right?
Enid reminds me of home. And then the Air Force Base, like, this is the first Air Force Base I came to. Like, you hear the family thing a lot in the military, but you don't necessarily feel it at a base. This base is very much that Vance proud saying they have. Like, you feel it. Like, it's in the pulse of everything that the base does and seeing how the community supports the base. To me, it just all kind of goes hand in hand.
It's the one thing that Enid got right. There's a lot of things that we missed the mark on, but when it comes to that base, we really are pro-Vance. And when we see somebody, especially airmen in a uniform, it's one thing to see a pilot, but you see an airman in a uniform, you're like, I got to pay for that person's lunch. So, yeah, awesome. Thank you for what you're doing. Appreciate you.
Thank you.